Heading overseas now, the UN's top human rights body has condemned the Syrian regime's use of foreign fighters and ordered an urgent probe into the reported killings of hundreds of people in one besieged town. Hezbollah fighters from neighbouring Lebanon have spearheaded an assault that's cut off Syrian rebels in the strategic town. The US State Department has called on Hezbollah to withdraw its fighters immediately, saying their involvement is, quote, a dangerous broadening of the war. Barney Porter has the latest.
Control of Kaisar is essential for the rebels, as it's their principal transit point for weapons and fighters from Lebanon. But in a major setback, the Syrian army now says it seized control of all roads out of the town. Conditions for the civilians trapped inside are reported to be deteriorating rapidly. Dr. Kasim Al-Zain says he's doing what he can.
We have to amputate most of the time as we are unable to reconnect the arteries due to the high number of casualties.
But his main concern is the impact of 2 years of fighting on the town's younger generations.
The psychological states of children are terrible. Fear, wetting themselves, loss of balance, hyperactivity. They will either be wounded, die, or go crazy.
The situation in Kaisar has been highlighted in a resolution adopted by the United Nations Human Rights Council. It's condemned the Syrian regime's use of foreign fighters in Kaisar and also ordered an urgent probe into reports of mass killings in the town.
The conflict in Syria is spinning out of control. Immediate action to stop further bloodshed and suffering is needed.
Navi Pillay is the United Nations top human rights official.
The situation in Syria reflects a colossal failure to protect civilians. Day after day, children, women and men suffer the brutality of unbridled violence and gross human rights violations by all parties. The increasing number of foreign fighters crossing Syria's borders to support one side or the other is further fueling the sectarian violence, and the situation is beginning to show worrying signs of destabilizing the region as a whole.
Last weekend, the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, confirmed his fighters were in Syria and vowed they would fight with President Assad's forces to the end of the road. The United States has now called on Hezbollah to withdraw from Syria immediately, saying its active involvement signals a dangerous broadening of the conflict. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We condemn in the strongest terms Hassan Nasrallah's recent declarations confirming Hezbollah militants' active role in the fighting in Kaisar and other parts of Syria. This is an unacceptable and extremely dangerous escalation. We demand that Hezbollah withdraw its fighters from Syria immediately.
All this comes as the major powers take more faltering steps towards organising another Syrian peace conference. Hopes for success in Geneva have taken a battering this week, with the EU dropping its arms embargo in Syria and the Russians confirming they will deliver a sophisticated anti-aircraft missile system to the Assad regime. As well, after a week of chaotic meetings in Turkey, members of Syria's main opposition group still appear to be divided, particularly over moves to expand its membership and appoint a new leadership team. They've at least said they'll go to Geneva, but only on the precondition that President Assad ultimately leaves power. In an interview on Lebanese state television, Syria's foreign minister, Walid Omoualem, has tried to claim the high moral ground.
We will go to Geneva without preconditions. We don't have preconditions, but the other sides must not have preconditions either.
There's also great disagreement over who else should be present at the Geneva gathering. Russia has pushed hard for Iran to be invited, insisting it's a very important outside player. But there's history. The United States and France had objected to Iran's participation at the first Geneva meeting 12 months ago, and not much has changed since then. Certainly, the Iranians are keen. Iran's foreign minister is Ali Akbar Salehi.
Our plan calls for the end of violence, declaration of a ceasefire, continuation of national dialogue, providing a situation for free elections, and the forming of a new parliament to set a constitution.
The UN Secretary-General says talks on who will take part in Geneva and when it will be held are continuing.
Barney Porter.